John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. It's a pleasure to welcome Reggie Littlejohn, the president and founder of Women's Rights Without Frontiers. Right now, Women's Rights Without Frontiers is working with the Committee on the Present Danger, China, to write an open letter. Many people are being asked to sign this letter, objecting to the idea that China should, the People's Republic of China, should be permitted by the world community to conduct the Olympic Winter Games in 2022 in the face of facts established around the world that the People's Republic of China is practicing genocide in Xinjiang, brutalizing the people of Hong Kong, depriving them of rights and making arrests that have no end, pushing the military into the South China Sea, provoking the Philippines, and other bad acts associated with the dictatorship. In no way does the People's Republic of China enjoy the reward of the Olympic Committee. So Reggie and her colleagues have put together a letter that will be addressed to the International Olympic Committee asking for a change to be made, another venue, a delay for a year. Reggie, a very good evening to you. Your letter is explicit and bold and direct. At this point, I would like you to explain what it is that you want to achieve here from the People's Republic, knowing they're deaf to the protests of human rights. Where will this letter be most useful? Good evening to you, Reggie.
Good evening, John. Thank you for having me on. So our letter is directed to the United States Olympic Committee and also copied to the International Olympics Committee and the sponsors of the Olympics, okay, which is a list of corporations that are underwriting this. And what we hope to achieve is to pry the Winter Olympics away from Beijing. Our first request to the United States Olympics Committee is to move the Olympics somewhere else in the world, including in the United States. I mean, we could have the Olympics in a couple of different places that we've had it in the past. We have an infrastructure like Salt Lake City. But barring that, we just think that it should be boycotted. And we know that this is very controversial, that there's some people are in favor of a boycott, some people oppose it for the sake of the athletes. But given the level of horrific human rights abuses, it never should have been approved to be there in the first place. And we would like to stop the genocide games.
You mentioned in your opening paragraph the 1936 Olympic Games held August of 1936 in Berlin. What is significant about that is that the Hitlerite regime used those Olympics to embrace its future of aggression. It had occupied the Rhineland in March of that year, and there was an opportunity for the world community, which at that point had a much stronger military than Germany did, France especially, to repudiate Hitler by saying, we're not going to hold the Olympic Games after you violated the Versailles Treaty. That didn't happen, and tragedy followed. But, Reggie, I've assembled a list at the recommendation of a thought by Matt Pottinger, the former Deputy National Security Advisor for the Trump administration, now a fellow at the Hoover Institution. And I heard him make a remark that I now explicate. Matt said, regimes, brutal regimes, use the Olympics as a springboard for more brutality. And I went through the list just casually. There are other dates here. 1980, the Soviet regime invaded Afghanistan in the winter of 1979, right at Christmas. The Carter administration chose to boycott the games that summer. Mr. Carter was generally repudiated for that, and it was said to be a negative in his reelection campaign. However, you will notice that Afghanistan became the failure of the Soviet state. And within the next 10 years, not only was Afghanistan liberated by the actions of its own people, at the same time, the Russian people were liberated by the fall of the Soviet Union. There is some payoff in repudiating a regime. But very quickly now, 2008, Beijing held the Summer Olympics, and that became a predicate for their brutality towards Tibet, which has disappeared from reporting. 2014, Sochi Winter Olympics in Russia. Mr. Putin, in February of that year, Mr. Putin used that as a springboard to invade and partition Ukraine, to pick off Crimea and to establish the now rebel unit of Donbass that is a provocation even to this day. It's a partial list, Reggie. So I join with your thinking that the Olympic Games could be a predicate for more aggression by China. Where? That would be Taiwan, Reggie. Your letter could very well save the people of Taiwan if it's acted upon.
Well, that would be an incredible achievement, and it would not just be our letter, but it would be the groundswell of support that we are hoping that this letter will generate. There are a lot of very important people who are signing this letter, and we're hoping that they're going to get it out to all of their all of their social media lists, and that there will be a groundswell of support to stop this. Because just to digress for a second about Taiwan, you know, this whole issue of Taiwan is of the first importance. And the Chinese have been saying that they want to reunify with Taiwan, that they believe that Taiwan is a part of China. That I understand, and I disagree with. But the thing that is much more important about Taiwan is that right now, the Chinese government has nuclear attack subs that are kind of trapped behind this island chain. And I understand from other sources, most notably the Epitrans, that there is a trench that's near Taiwan, that's right there in the Taiwan Strait, that they would need to get their nuclear attack subs out into the Pacific, where they could, you know, threaten us and the rest of the world. And also, the Chinese government is not very competent at making chips, and Taiwan makes some of the greatest chips in the world. So, that would greatly enhance their military capabilities that need chips for them to take over Taiwan. So the American people, we need to understand, not just the American people, but the whole world needs to understand that we need to get behind Taiwan and defend Taiwan, not just because it's the right thing to do from a moral perspective, but because our own national security depends on it.
My measure of your letter is that it's far more frightening to the regime in Beijing than any threats by other states, because the Beijing regime understands this Olympics will be in some fashion qualified. There will be statements against it. It's trying to punish as many people as possible who don't attend, maybe even punish them commercially. But that's not your concern. You've been an opponent of the regime in Beijing for some time. And let's mention that, Reggie, here at the close. You oppose the one-child policy. Remind everybody what that is. We have a couple of minutes.
So we have a one-child policy that has become a two-child policy. And the Chinese Communist Party is continuing to forcibly abort and forcibly sterilize and even commit infanticide in connection with the two-child policy, especially in Xinjiang province, where there are reports of rampant forced sterilization, forced abortion, and even infanticide. So as a women's rights advocate, I see this as one of the greatest violations of women's rights in the world. And, you know, should female athletes be forced to compete on Chinese soil, where, according to the Chinese Communist Party, they have eliminated 400 million lives through forced abortion, forced sterilization. I just don't think that female athletes should be forced to compete on that kind of soil.
Some years passed, I don't remember the date, China has said or broadcast that it changed that policy. Is that accurate, Reggie, or is it still enforced?
What they changed is that they went from a one-child policy to a two-child policy. And the way they announced it was that China abandons the one-child policy, making it sound like they abandoned all coercive birth control, which is not true. What they did is they just shifted it so that third children are still forcibly aborted, especially in Xinjiang. And then also it's still illegal for unmarried women to have babies. There was a report in Radio Free Asia last fall that said that, according to an official Chinese news source, 8 million extra births were terminated in the previous year. And that's 8 million forced abortions. If they were extra births, that means that they were beyond the two-child policy, and those women would not have had the option to carry those babies to term.
Reggie Littlejohn is the founder and president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, joining with the Committee on the Present Danger, China, with a letter to be addressed to the Olympic committees, suggesting, recommending, guiding the Olympic committees not to conduct the Winter Olympics of 2022 in the brutal regime of the People's Republic of China. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.